too. I'd only been in Stonygate a week when Askew found me. I was alone at the edge of the wilderness, standing against the broken fence. I stared out across this new place, the wide space of beaten grass where dozens of children played. Kit Watson? I turned and found him there. He climbed over and stood beside me. He was broad-faced, broad-shouldered. His hair hung heavy on his brow. A thin moustache was visible on his lip. He held a sketch pad under his arm, had a pencil behind his ear. I'd already seen him in school, lounging bitterly outside a closed classroom door. "Kit Watson," he repeated. I nodded. I caught the scent of dog on him. I shifted away from him. I felt the skin crawling on my neck. "What is it?" I said. My throat felt dry. My tongue felt too big for my mouth. He smiled and pointed to our house, across the potholed lane behind us, behind its own fence and its narrow garden. "Just moved in, eh?" "My dad came from here, and my grandfather." I tried to say it proudly to let him know I had the right to be here in Stonygate. "I know that, Kit." He held out a packet of sweets. "Go on. Take one." I chewed the sweet. "You're from the old families. That's good, Kit. You're one of us." He contemplated me. "Been watching you, Kit, ever since you come." He waved his arm, indicating the kids at their games. Football, fighting, little kids skipping or playing shops and houses. "There's something to you," he said. "Something different to this rabble." He stared like he was waiting for me to reply. "What do you mean?"
"What do I mean?" "That you're like me, Kit."
I looked at him. The thick body, the darkness in his eyes. "No," I thought. "No, I'm not like you." He pointed out again. "What do you see out there? Eh? Eh? Eh?"